Reusable sanitary towels. Migori Women Representative's Office, in partnership with the Turkish Cooperation and Coordination Agency, TİKA, has launched a reusable sanitary towel manufacturing plant in Migori town. Speaking on Saturday during the launch of the plant, the women representative Fatuma Muhammad said the target was to assist vulnerable school-going children access sanitary towels with ease. She said the plant would also be making school uniforms for vulnerable school-going children within the county. The legislator noted that the national government has been having a program of supplying sanitary towels to school-going girls, but claimed that since the 2022 elections, the government has only been able to supply the towels once in her county as far as she was aware. Fatuma acknowledged the majority of the vulnerable girls have been suffering in silence for lack of the essential item, and that the establishment of the reusable manufacturing plant would solve this challenge for them and restore their dignity. She also disclosed that reusable towels have a longevity of up to 6 years if properly maintained, adding that parents and guardians of the vulnerable school-going girls would be able to cut the costs of buying disposal ones. Turkish Cooperation and Coordination Agency Country Coordinator Yasmin Kansas, speaking during the launch of the reusable sanitary towels manufacturing plant in Migori town. She said that the partnership with Migori MP office will support vulnerable school-going girls with sanitary towels to protect their dignity. Photo by Jeffrey Makaka. The manufacturing plant has already employed 60 people, mainly women, disabled and young people from Migori County, to empower them economically. Fatuma was thankful to TİKA for supporting Migori County to ensure that vulnerable school-going girls are comfortable and able to better their education standards. TİKA coordinator Yasmin Kansas said that the partnership with the Migori Women Reps Office was basically for social protection of the vulnerable school-going girls in terms of their dignity. She noted that the manufacturing plant would help the vulnerable girls pursue their education without worrying about their basic needs of sanitary towels and uniforms. She disclosed that the agency has done more than 200 projects across the country to empower rural communities for social and economic development and promote decent living. The Turkish embassy in Kenya has also supported Migori County by drilling boreholes to provide clean drinking water for both humans and livestock.